Phillips car.
Okay. What do you call a car that has two bucket seats or one bench seat, and they're real small, and they, I think they came in the 1950s. They had seats in the back, small seats in the back.
We call it with the little roadster, with the mother-in-law seat.
Would you, have you ever heard it called a coupe?
Yeah.
Okay. What about a two-door sedan? Could you tell me what one of those looks like?
Well, they just have a door on each side.
All right. Is it the same thing as a coupe, basically? Is it small?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Four-door sedan, it's the same thing except with two doors on each side. Okay. What do you call a kind of car that has a seat, has seats in the front, seats in the middle, and then it has a seat in the back? What do you call that kind of car? Can you haul? You haul stuff in the back.
Pickup.
No, it's closed, but it has.
Oh, a van.
Station wagon.
Yeah.
Okay. What kind of small trucks might bring small items to your house?
Well, Toyota.
Okay. Have you ever heard of panel truck?
Oh, yeah.
All right. And what kind of, what are those small trucks that farmers have when they haul small amounts of feed?
Pick up.
All right. Okay. And if you were real rich, what might you take to the airport instead of cab that you'd have a chauffeur driving you and everything? What would you call that kind of car?
Limousine.
All right. And what kind of public transportation would you take if you didn't want to take a plane and you didn't want to take a truck?
A bus.
All right. And where's the speedometer on your car?
On the front panel.
All right. Dashboard?
Dashboard.
Okay. What is the little place that's on the right-hand side and you can open it up and put tools in it?
The top.
Okay. And what might you wrap around several mounts to keep them together? It stretches, you know, you put your hair back in it.
Oh, elastic band.
All right. And if you had just a few sheets of information that I want to put this in, what would I put over it?
Clip.
You ever heard it called gym clip?
Yeah.
Anything else you heard it called? Okay, where do you keep your spare tire for your car?
Usually in the trunk.
Alright. And what do you call the thing in the car that you press to make it go faster?
Accelerator.
Okay.
About asleep.
What do you call that in your car that's usually it's down on the floor and you do it to make it go into first, second, third, and fourth?
Gears.
Okay. You heard it ever call anything else?
No. Stick
shift?
Oh, yeah.
Alright. Okay, what do you call those humps, like when you go to the Piggly Wiggly in Troy, they have those humps across to keep it from going fast? What are they called?
Well, I don't know. The pavement is raised.
Mm-hmm. Right. Or if you're going to a stop sign, you see they've got tar. Strips of tar. Do you ever hear them call anything?
Mm-hmm.
Speed breakers, maybe?
Well, I never heard that.
Okay. Alright. What kind of cars and trucks and aircraft are used by the fire and police departments? Have you ever heard of any specific sorts?
No, not with the fire and
Okay. Alright. How about a fire engine, general fire truck?
Yeah.
You ever heard it called a pumper truck?
Yeah, I heard it, but I didn't know that's what to call it.
You ever heard it called anything else, like a hooking ladder?
Well, I've heard it.
But you just don't use it.
Uh-uh.
Okay. You just use a fire truck like I do. Okay. Does the fire department have those large trucks that they have a big hose and a bucket? You ever heard them call anything? They have the big hose. It's bigger than the smaller can use. It would be called a snorkel truck. You ever heard of a snorkel truck? Okay. And if someone had a heart attack, what kind of...